Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true! That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mel.
So we are the Gin and Juice Podcast. We are real life sisters, and we get on here every single week in your podcast feed to talk about everything and nothing at all. We are in separate places because if you're a part of the Kev on Stage universe, you know that during the summer, a lot of us actually travel and do a lot of different things in different places. So most of the summer we will be virtual. So yeah, that's just what it is. So we always start with a segment that we call Long Story Short, where we give you kind of life updates, what's been going on since the last time we talked. So Mel, what's been going on with you?
I feel like you have more exciting updates happening. I haven't been, I went to Angel and Marcus's podcast, their tour stop, which was a ton of fun. It was amazing. It was blown out. It was, blown out, but it was also sold out. So seeing that was really dope, and meeting a bunch of the stage crew was really cool. Got to say hello to some folks. And yeah, it's been a bit of a chill-ish week, I would say.
Oh, really? It's because because we're gone. You miss us?
Absolutely, that is why. It's also the start of, yes, also, it's the start of summer. So, and we have plans coming up. So I've been trying to prepare, I think, for like what's coming, which just requires shopping and finding outfits and like doing all that stuff.
Oh, do you want to tell the people what you're doing?
For life.
Yeah, like you're doing a photo shoot.
Oh, I'm doing a photo shoot, so I have to get some pictures for, I mean, some outfits for that. The kids are going to Atlanta, so I have to get them like socks and underwear and pajamas, things, necessities that they'll need for that. We're gonna go to Essence. We'll meet y'all in New Orleans for Essence. We're also gonna do Mexico. So it's just a lot of planning for all of that. I also really want to purge really badly. I just want to like throw a bunch of stuff away, but I can't do that when my children are here. So I'm looking forward to them being gone for like if I could just get a week and I'm just gonna throw everything away.
Oh man, the summer's the best time to do that. When you just said buy socks and underwear and purging, I'm very happy for you actually, because every summer I buy my kids new underwear and new socks, but I never would throw away the old. So
Oh.
one day their stuff was just like overflowing, and I very much have a throwaway spirit anyway. And I was just like, I'm going to lose my mind. You guys have so much junk in here, and I'm just like tossing and throwing everything
It
away. So now I'm very intentional about like throwing it away first and then buying, or buying and throwing away. So I'm not like just building on top of it, because junk builds up quickly with kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I usually, when McKinley goes, we haven't, Makai hasn't gone for like the summer. It'll be her first time going to Atlanta for the summer. But usually, when McKinley goes, I like redo her room. I throw away everything. She comes back to a redecorated, like it's a whole thing. But it's just, it feels like it's been a continuous, like I haven't had that break yet. So it's coming and I'm excited to throw everything away.
Man, me too. I love throwing things away. It's one of my favorite activities. It's one of my favorite pastimes is throwing things away. Greg comes to the
It
house. If he something, he will literally send a text within 3 minutes. Melissa, I left this. Do not throw it away.
do not throw it away.
Do
He does because you
not throw it
throw
away, because
everything out away.
I
Find a
this is
place.
it's one of yeah. If especially if I feel like it's out of place, oh, I'm throwing it in the trash immediately. Like I'm immediately throwing it in the trash. Okay, so what about me? So I spoke at the Momscape 2023. I think this is her second or third year doing it. Her name is Tramika Crotuck. She's actually in my book club that doesn't exist. If I had a book club, she would be a boo in that book
Oh,
club,
I
but
didn't
I
know
don't
she
have a
was
book
in.
club. Of course, she's not. Yeah. So she, oh, thank you, Kat. I meant to write it down and I didn't. Mel went viral on TikTok.
No, that's I have it for Black Twitter Trends slash YSL. I don't know what I
Oh,
was going to talk
okay.
about.
I didn't see your updates, but that was like totally a thing I wanted to talk about. I'm happy she said that. Okay, we'll leave it. So I spoke at that. It was a lot of fun. I felt really good about it, which if you know me in true Melissa fashion, I never feel good about things that I do, but like I felt really, really good about that. And so that was a good
It's called the
time.
Momprint. Say the name again.
It's called the Momscape.
Momscape. Sorry. And your
Yeah,
topic
so
was.
it's an escape for women that she hosts, and they it was actually a lot of fun. She had like some really cute games and like things. And my topic was developing a healthy relationship with self. Yeah. And so just really, really good. I think I had like 40 minutes to 45 minutes to speak or something like that. And I always over prepare, always thinking that I'm only going to talk for like 20 minutes. And then I can easily go an hour. And so it was just really a good time. That's so funny. I want all the book club members to know that aren't book club members that Catherine.
Wait, hold on. Let me interrupt you because here's what I want y'all to know. That FaceTime call that you hear is Angel's son, Sai, calling McKinley.
That's hilarious.
And what happens is anytime I be like, go away, decline, he just calls back.
Oh,
But also she does the same thing to him. They just like
that is
blow each
hilarious.
other's phones up. And I be like, sorry,
That is
go ahead though.
hilarious. Catherine put the link into the chat, not me, because I didn't mention that it even exists, actually. So I just want to make that abundantly clear. Yes. For all of you that are wondering and you want to join the book club, there will be a link in the description box that doesn't exist. So do not join, because we actually don't read books. Mel is in it as well. By being a member, I mean she's actually not a member. So anyway, wow. That is what happened in Atlanta. We also bought flights to go to game three of the finals. With the it was the Miami's
Heat and the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. We almost missed it. Yeah, we almost missed it.
Right.
Yeah, our flight was delayed like 5 hours. And
why?
So
all
they always say is like electrical issues. But what was pissing us off was that like the flights that were departing after us were leaving. So all the flights that were headed to Miami after us left. Yeah. And Kev bought, because, you know, at this point we're like, oh my God, we cannot miss this. It was like so freaking expensive. So we're like, we're going to buy another flight. But then it ended up being too far. We weren't going to make it. And if our flight left on time, we would have missed both, essentially.
Yeah.
And so we waited. But then they were like, your flight's going to leave on time. They reboarded us. And then it still didn't leave for like another hour, an hour and a half, probably.
The 5 hour delay, you guys were at the hospital. I mean, not the hospital, at the airport the whole time waiting for it.
We were boarded for most of that.
Oh, I thought that maybe they alerted y'all before you even left to the airport. Oh, no. That's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah, it was the absolute worst. But we did end up making it. We did end up missing like the first quarter, most of the first quarter. But we saw the rest of the game, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I want to go to like what's the NFL version? The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I absolutely want to go to like another. It was one of my 40s was sounding like to go to like big major sporting events. And mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun. Also,
I was going to just quickly say one of the other things that is a lot of fun is cooking and using HelloFresh to do so.
Yes.
With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. This summer, HelloFresh is here to take the work out of eating well. Reach your goals with delicious, calorie smart, and protein smart lunch and dinner options, plus new vegan recipes too. And you don't even have to be vegan to eat vegan. Because the food is just that good. I've enjoyed actually ordering a few vegan recipes just because I'm like, sometimes I want to act like I am. But like I said, the food is still good. So you can do that. HelloFresh Market has new snacks, meals, and more to add onto your weekly order. Like their fun s'mores bundles for the kids. I saw some of these new things that they have, some markets and snacks. They had, I had a like a fried rice meal, I think. And I ordered some egg rolls on the side. It was very nice. So yeah, those are really cool. This summer, spend less time meal planning and prepping with HelloFresh pre-proportioned ingredients that make it easy to get cooking quick. We recently ate the what was it? It was the meatloaf with creamy mushroom sauce. Fire. It was the sauce.
That sounds good.
Was amazing. And then it was with some mashed potato. We had a good time. We all enjoyed it. I am a fan of HelloFresh, and you should be one too. Go to HelloFresh.com/juice16 and use code juice16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/juice16 and use code juice16 for 16 free meals plus shipping. It's America's number one meal kit. All right. Finish your story.
I wanted to say this, Mel. We broke the internet a little bit talking about sitting in the shower. I didn't realize how uncommon that was.
Me too. I didn't either.
I was like, my mind was blown.
Yes. When we were at Angel and Marx's show, I met this lovely set of sisters, And she was like, I'm the gin, I'm the juice. And it was great. And then at the end, she was like, I don't know about that sitting in the shower stuff. I don't know what y'all got. We don't do that. And I was like, oh, okay.
The thing about it is I have questions for y'all because they're like, girl, why would you sit on the bathroom floor? It's my shower. It's clean. It's not like I'm doing it in the hotel bathroom. That's gross. Okay, I get it. But girl, if you clean your shower, you know it's clean. You could sit down in the shower in your own bathroom.
Yes, it's fine. Y'all gotta try it.
You have to try it. Try it. It's so relaxing. She said we're wild for that. What you have to do is plan your time accordingly, okay? If you only have 15 minutes to get dressed in total, then obviously you don't have time to sit in the shower. But I usually give myself an hour and a half to 2 hours to get dressed for real, for real. I have plenty of time to sit in the shower.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my favorite thing.
It is. I just didn't realize how many people were saying no. Everybody in the comments, and I know y'all are going to roast this again. Everybody was like, girl, absolutely not. Just no. My answer is no. My answer is no. I just think that is so funny. And I think that's it for, my last thing is Miami is not as warm as we want it to be. And I want people to know that. Every time I go to Miami, no, because every time I go to Miami, I'm always like, oh, I need to bring shorts and tank tops and da da da. It rains every single time I'm in Miami.
Yeah, but isn't it warm rain?
It's humid. Yeah, and rainy.
That's my favorite kind of rain.
And it pours down.
Yes, that's the best part. A summer thunderstorm, a summer rain shower. Oh.
When you're on vacation though?
Yes. I enjoy that. I be acting like I'm in a movie. Let's go out and dance in the dang on rain. And the best part is that it's warm. When it's raining and it's cold, like nobody has time for that. But raining on a summer, sunny, it's humid, and you could just be out and careless because your hair is braided. It's the best. You got your vacation wet and wavy going. It's the best.
I cannot. I was like, this is so dumb. I will say this, Mel. Oh, my God. You're going to love this. And we meant to get video, and we didn't. Why were we near the Cheer Daytona stage?
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes. You know where, so in the last season we just watched, actually we may have watched them out of order. So it may have actually been the first season because I think we watched the newest season first and then went back and watched the first season. Anyway, when that kid got hurt during Daytona and they went under that archway.
Yeah.
We saw it.
Oh. Yes. Why? Why were you out there? Where was it?
We were in Daytona going to Bethune-Cookman.
I know, but like, where is that at? Is it just out in
outside
the open?
The hotel we were at. It's on the beach, got it. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah, so we could see it outside of our hotel.
Oh.
Kev said when we walked in, Kev was like, "This looks like Cheer," and I was like, "I mean, I wasn't getting it at all. I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know." And Kev is also real good at like Daytona, Cheer. Therefore, those two things must be where we are because that's the only connection I make. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. We walked outside. I said, Kev, it is. And we saw that archway.
Oh, yeah.
We were I was like, no, we were legit excited. Actually, the only reason we didn't get a picture because it was freaking raining and it was a lightning and thunderstorm.
Well.
We were at the same hotel as the Nuggets were staying with us. We saw
Stephen Smith?
What?
Who?
Stephen A. Smith.
Uh-huh.
We saw him. We saw I don't know if it's Derek Jeter or who was the one that was engaged to J-Lo.
Oh, I can't remember his name. The A-Rod.
Is that Derek Jeter? Okay, I don't know if it was Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter because they low-key be the same person to me a little bit. Yeah, so I don't know who it was, but one of them was there with Stephen A. Smith. We saw a couple basketball players. Yeah, it was a good time.
Did you see girls with BBLs?
Did
you see girls with like BBLs, like the thoughts were trying to wait at the at the hotel room doors?
No. I'm going to tell you what. One of the waiters was like, actually, he told Kev this. He knew the Nuggets were going to win because they didn't have women all up and through. They weren't hanging out. Like, they were on chill mode.
Oh, did they win? I haven't been keeping up with the championship.
Yeah, they did. They it just ended last night. The Nuggets won.
Oh, that's amazing for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it was, if Kev said it was Derek Jeter, then it was Derek Jeter, girl. I don't, like I said, it was one of the two. Don't give me the lion. If Kev said it was Derek, it's again. Okay, next, let's go to, let's go to Pop the Trunk.
Oh, go to it.
Couple things.
Okay.
I'm in Atlanta for the mom conference, actually. I order food. I'm a woman. I'm by myself. So I don't want to go downstairs because it's late, but I also don't want my delivery driver to know I'm in my hotel room by myself. So I say, can you drop my food off in front of my door? And he's like, okay, I'm standing at your door. And I'm like, okay, great. My husband and I are coming. We'll just grab it when we approach the hotel. You can leave it. Mind you, I'm in the hotel. I just don't want him to know I'm in the hotel by myself.
I was about to say, wait, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, me and my husband will just grab it later. You can leave it. He walks away. I wait like 5-10 minutes. I open the door. Why is my food not there?
I have to recap. Sorry. You told him to leave it in front of your door, your hotel door room?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your question?
No, keep going. So, because he was going to go into the hotel room,
you have a different issue. So, let me set it up. When I am traveling by myself and I order food, I don't want to go to, and it was late. It was actually really late. I didn't want to go downstairs to the lobby. That's just because I'm being late.
Okay. That's what I needed.
So I tell the Uber, the delivery each driver, to drop, this is my room number. Can you leave it in front of my door?
Okay.
Because I don't want, Uber drivers can be any and everybody. I don't want you to know that I'm a woman in my hotel room by myself. I wait 5 or 10 minutes, Robin, because I want to make sure he's gone. Yeah. It's probably just my paranoia. But as a single woman in the hotel, I don't want nobody to know or think I'm in here by myself. Because what if you come back? I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't know. Maybe I'm being over paranoid. And 5-10 minutes probably is dramatic. It was probably more like 3 to 5 minutes. So, and I'm listening. You know what I mean? I'm like making sure. Okay. Yeah. Because literally he texts me and he's like, I'm outside of your door. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. My husband and I will come grab it. You can just leave it.
Okay.
Don't worry about where I am. You just leave my food. I wait a few minutes. I open the door. The food is gone. I look up and down the hallway. The food is gone. When I tell you, I text Danny. I said, I am so pissed because you know what happens when you travel all day.
Yeah.
You get to the hotel room. You shower. I had to prep for my stuff. So I was steaming my clothes. I was going over my notes. So when the food comes, all I want to do is sit down in my bed and eat my food because it's 11 o'clock at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night. I've done traveled. I done did everything. All I want to do is sit in my bed and eat. This man took my food.
So that's what I was going to say. Who you think took it? You think the driver took it? He never brought it?
I think he was in front of the thing because what happens is listen, when I'm by myself, I'm a whole 10-year-old child. When your mama told you, don't answer the phone, don't answer the door.
Yes.
So as soon as I hear, I'd be like, let me text you quietly.
Yes,
I don't want you to know I'm here. I don't want you to know nothing about my life. Okay. I don't want you to know nothing about my life. So when he says, oh, I'm in front of your door, I'm on my way. Like literally. So I don't think it was too late at night for someone else to take it. I mean, maybe someone else took it. I personally think at 10 and 11 o'clock, people aren't walking up and through the hallways of a hotel room.
Do you think you said you think you heard him out the door?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Here's only all of my questions. Absolutely. That is a pop the trunk. Here's my question though. I've never had an Uber person when I'm in a hotel, I always make them leave it at the lobby. I didn't even know it was an option for them to leave it at your door. So I was thinking he left it at the lobby, but if you heard him at your door, there was no picture.
I looked for that too, because I was like, maybe he looked at a different door. No, he took that. Yeah. So what happens is, because it's so two things, because it's so late, and I was doing stuff. If I was chilling in the bed, maybe I will just take my butt downstairs. But I'm prepping my notes, I'm taking a shower, I'm getting my outfits ready, like I'm doing things. Here's my thing, you know, whatever, you can come up here. But then I also go like overly cautious, and I'm like, don't know I'm in here by myself.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just didn't know it was a thing. I'm finna do it next time.
Well, only do it if you feel comfortable answering the door, because I'd be like, well, I'm not answering the door. I'm so sorry. You're gonna have to leave it. I'm not answering the door. Okay, so that was the first thing. Second thing that I need to pop the trunk on is this. When did the world decide that salmon that's not sushi has a temperature?
What do you say more?
I'm going to say more. Meaning, when I order my dinner and I order salmon and the waiter says, how would you like that cooked?
Oh,
if it's not sushi, I want it well done every time.
I don't understand that either. And I don't understand
when it became a thing.
Same.
I told Danny, I said, salmon should not be cooked. I don't like my steak well done. Hello? The mail does. I didn't know this was a thing until I feel like within like the last, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so, people suddenly started asking you like, how do you want your salmon cooked? I just thought it was assumed it was well. I don't know. Danny, I was telling Danny, I said, I need you to talk to all the chefs in the world. And if I'm not ordering sushi, I want it well done. She was like, girls, the only way to eat salmon is medium. And I was like, no.
Medium? So like some of it's wrong, some of it.
Yes. And it has that like gooey center.
Texture. I don't like that. I don't really like salmon.
I just didn't know. I just didn't know it was a thing. Like, I know it's a thing because it's been going on for the past 5 years, but I'm also like, when did this become a thing?
Yeah.
When did we all decide that
we should do it like this?
Yes! I feel like I wasn't part of the memo. It just like, all of a sudden, that was the thing. She's like, and it was in Atlanta. She said, y'all be like, I said, because if I wanted sushi, I just would have ordered that. She said, you overcook yours like mine. Oh my god, I said dry my salmon out. She said salmon is supposed to be medium rare to medium.
Ew.
I don't like it like that.
I don't either.
Wait, you don't even like salmon?
I don't. And with the other day we were at wherever we were, and I ordered salmon and I didn't eat it while we were at the restaurant, and I took it home, and the next day I was like, I don't like this. I don't know why I ordered this. I don't like salmon. I don't know why I thought I should order salmon. It's not good.
Oh my god. I just don't understand when we made it a thing. I was surprised you don't like salmon having grown up in the Pacific Northwest. That's like totally a thing.
I didn't like the Pacific Northwest either.
Hello? How do you like your steak?
Listen, y'all can say what y'all want in the comments. I don't care. I like my steak well done. I don't like red. I don't like pink. I like my food cooked. Judge me. I don't care. Cook my food all the way.
We are a medium well family. Medium plus to medium well family. I don't like mine too. When it's not cooked all the way, people call it juice. It just feels chewy to me. Yes. It's not my thing personally, but I can do a medium plus to medium well. Mm. I can do a medium plus to medium well. But I also go ahead.
I also like when people boil eggs and it'd be like gooey in there. in the center, like a boiled egg. I don't like that either. Cook I everything. Like I like my eggs scrambled hard. I like my boiled eggs boiled hard.
No, Mel likes your eggs scrambled burned. Well,
huh?
You like your eggs scrambled burned.
I do.
No, ma'am. I didn't make that up. Medium plus is totally a thing. Ask your waiter. Actually, that's where I got it from. I got it from a waiter. If you ask your waiter, normally what we do, this is what you have to do, Mel. Normally what we do is we'll say, does your chef cook like perfectly to temperature, or do they tend to overcook or undercook? Because what you'll know is sometimes you can order medium well and chefs be like, that's too dry. You know, chefs be doing their own thing and they'll undercook it. Mm-hmm. Or you have some chefs that are like, if you want it medium well, that means you want it burned. I'm going to dry it out and like piss you off. So I've learned that medium plus, low key, thank you, ma'am. Medium plus is totally a thing. And we order it all the time, actually. Low key, medium plus, low key be the way to go. Because sometimes you do medium well and then it'd be dry because they go too far. And medium be too, I can't do it. That medium plus be perfect.
Yeah. When it's dry, you ask for ketchup. It's fine.
You put ketchup on steak?
I was being funny about ketchup, but I have. But also, if you just get a sauce, it's fine. You get a little topping and it'd be all right. At least your food is good.
Yeah, but Mel, you have gotten a dry steak and been disappointed, have you not?
Yes. Because when it's like dry, it's like, okay, y'all are being annoying. But when you have a sauce or like a topping, you can put it on top of it and it's fine. I'd rather that than having it not cooked and red and pink. I ain't got time for that.
I don't like ketchup at all, so I'm not even the right person to ask. I literally don't like ketchup.
Don't blame me. I don't care. I don't care.
Do you want to talk about Double Fine?
Yes, let's talk about Double Fine. If you have ever wondered where video games come from or how they are made, then Double Fine Psych Odyssey is the documentary for you. It is on YouTube right now. It is, I think it's 32 or 37, but it basically goes through the creation of this video game, but the team, the company behind it and the team behind it, they documented 7 years of them going through the process. And so even like the fun moments, the kind of casual moments, them in the office, the CEO initially like was making the desks for his employees. So like that's captured. He also like painted them. So you kind of get like a behind the scenes inside look at that process. There's also a little bit of drama as you keep going. Episode like 17, I think, is when there's some tea dropped in there. So it's kind of an up and down roller coaster and like a fun inside look at this company and their journey to creating this really dope video game. So you can watch the entire series for free with no ads right now in 4K with real captions made by a human. Go to doublefine.com/GJ.
GJ.
To start your psych odyssey. That is doublefine.com/GJ.
GJ.
To start your psych odyssey.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. So, I like my eggs cooked well. But I also like my eggs fluffy. Yeah, because it makes it fluffy. You don't like fluffy eggs?
Actually, I don't mind your eggs. I don't put milk in mine, though.
Milk and water in there. And it actually, I actually don't like it with water. Water, I actually feels like it makes your eggs tough, to be honest. But when you add milk, it makes it fluffy and like they're happy.
Fluffy eggs reminds me of IHOP and I just don't believe IHOP has real eggs back there. So fluffy eggs reminds me of like not real eggs. And so that's why I'm like, I want something real.
But when you have milk in your eggs don't, you feel like your eggs are like, good morning, how are you? I'm here to get your day started, give you some protein, some nutrients.
Mm-mm. Mustard, have you ever added mustard to eggs?
I haven't. What does mustard do?
That doesn't sound like that's actually. But
what does it do?
when you make deviled eggs, you put mustard in there. Is that the vibes? I haven't heard of mustard with eggs. This is so interesting.
Well, I wonder what flavor. Does it make it tart? Okay. Turns out the Dijon mustard, besides being delicious, contains two very interesting things for your eggs, fat and acid. It adds more flavor and makes your eggs more decadent.
I'm not a decadent girl.
I might try it. I might try it. I'm always willing to try something. You know, you guys know I love to make breakfast.
Yes, you do.
I make breakfast almost every weekend, actually. Hilarious. If I'm at home, I'm probably making breakfast on the weekend. Okay, anything else in that section, ma'am?
No.
You have a daycare story in here.
Oh, that was from the submitted Pop the Trunks.
Okay. Oh, last thing on hotels. This is my last thing. I hate when you go to a hotel and you get off the elevator and they don't have a sign immediately as to which direction to go.
Yeah.
This way is rooms 1 through 10. This way is rooms 11 through 20. If that is not there, pisses me off to no end.
Our hotel still not having that?
The hotel we were just at in Daytona did not have that.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
Yeah, that's why not would okay. You not?
Oh my God, it drives me insane. I don't understand why I have to look, because you have to go to at least two rooms to figure it out, because you need to find out, are these going up or are these going down? So right, I have to look at it, and don't let the middle portion be a divide. So that means I have to cross this over, go to one, and then go further down to this one, and don't be on the wrong side. That means you have to backtrack and go the other way. I have all of these bags. Like, girl, just put a placard right here. Say left, 1 through 10, right, 11 through 20.
Yes.
It's not that difficult. It's not that really hard. I don't even require much of hotels, but please put a freaking placard up to tell me which direction to go to.
Yeah, that's really stupid. That is annoying. Oh. That also reminds me, unrelated, but kind of related. People on Twitter always say that they don't like Atlanta's airport. And I'm just here to say that I think Atlanta has one of the best airports ever.
You don't like it? But what do you mean? Okay, let's describe what we mean by the best. Okay, let's give context to this description, because there are some things that I like about it. There's some things that I hate.
Sorry, that was my child screaming. Even outside of the fact that it's the busiest airport, I think it just got ranked again as is it the country or the world?
Country, maybe.
I think it's the world too. It might be the world.
I think it is.
The world's busiest airport.
Yes. Literally. I think it is.
Even outside of that, okay, and the fact that they can handle all of that traffic, I think that the signs are very clear. I think it has really great food options.
I do like the food options.
Their food options are great. Now, listen, it's in Atlanta, so you're not going to have great customer service, but that has nothing to do with the actual structure and navigating the airport. I think navigating the signs allow you to navigate the airport really well and very easily.
Melanie, I'm going to tell you why the people help make the experience good or bad. Because when I was just in Atlanta, guess where I went? To the Clear Line. And guess who was there? No one. Know what I had to do? Go from the south side to the north side, or whatever side is the Delta side, and go to that line. And I was like, "What? If you have two sides, right? If you have two sides, and this is the clear side for this side, and this is the clear side for this side, why don't you have employees at the clear side on this side? Why I got to go on this side? But you told me to come on this side because that's where I had to check in and do all my stuff, only to then walk back to this side."
She probably was just in the restroom. You should have gave her some more time. She probably was coming back.
Oh my God, I can't stand it. However, I tell Kevin this all the time, if I have to have a layover, I'd rather be in
Atlanta.
Their
shops are good. South side, the Delta side is amazing. It's the best. It's the best airport.
If I am going to the airport, I want it to be a regional airport. If I have a layover, I want it to be an international. I want it to be Atlanta. I want it to be a big airport because I want all the options.
Yeah.
But if I'm flying out, give me Fayetteville. Give me Burbank.
Burbank is amazing.
Listen. Give me one of them little bitty airports to check in. I get through security, check my bag. All you can make it on all in 5 minutes.
Yes.
The best.
That's
the best. For real. Okay. So that's that. Although that did just happen to me in Atlanta. Legit.
I believe it.
Bad. I was like, girl, why I have to come all the way over here? Then you check in on that side. And of course, your gate is still on the other side because Atlanta is split Delta and everything else. So I was like, this is so dumb.
They all hate being there. All the Atlanta employees be like, what, girl? You're like, oh, good morning.
I know. I was like, what is happening?
I hate LA. I hate. Somebody said, y'all got LAX. Just appreciate what you can because ain't nothing. I hate the LAX airport. I hate pulling up to the airport. I hate the drive to the airport. I hate everything about LAX airport. For it to be as massive as it is in this, it's entirely too busy for it to be structured the way it is, confusing and stupid.
The roundabout thing is stupid.
I hate it.
Everything about it is just dumb. It's very dumb.
I hate it.
It's very dumb. And they're always although the Southwest side, is that the first terminal? It's looking real nice though.
I don't even understand their terminals. They're like, what, when the Uber people come pick you up, which terminal? I don't know. Why would it be terminals and not like Delta? Like, if I don't know which one corresponds with what, I don't know. I don't care to learn. I don't care to learn.
Yeah. LAX is trash. Trash. But I like Atlanta.
DFW too.
I don't remember that one. You know which one is like very aesthetic? I think it's Detroit or Minneapolis, somewhere in the Midwest. It's just a really nice, like, this is so nice. I can't remember where it is, but I feel like it's somewhere in the Midwest we went to. And I was like, this is really nice. Just like super aesthetic. Okay. Moving on to, your part, your Mel takes. Okay. Talk about it, Mel. Mel takes. Not TV. I just want you to get to you going viral.
Yeah. So it's a mix. Okay. So after a lot of, I won't say harassment because I don't want it to be sound maybe like that, but a lot of y'all in the comments and
encouragement.
Absolutely. And in particular, Catherine, amen. Kat has been telling me to do TikTok videos reviewing the trials and the cases that I talk about on Gin and Juice for the longest time. She tweets me, Instagram DMs me, and TikToks me. And so I had been trying to figure it out and saying I was going to do it. And then last week, Melissa was like, hey, here's a video of a video. Here is an example of a video you should do. Here's how you sent me a voice note. Do it like this, 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 and this. So I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I did it. And that thing went to 5 million
views. Did it really?
It hit over 5 yesterday.
That's amazing.
Actually, hold on. Because the first one I did was the Travis Rudolph case. I did that one, and that one hit 1 million. It hit over 1 million. And then I did the Young Melly case, which is up now, and it hit over 5 million. And I did another one last night because the trial started. And that one hit over 1 million in one day, over less than 24 hours, because I posted it last night and it's already at 1 million. So anyway, this is like a thing that I'm doing now where
How do you feel about it? How are you feeling about like the visibility, knowing that many eyes? Like, how are you feeling about
it? I hate it. I hate everything about it. Okay. Although I'm trying to tweak what is the right way to do them, because I don't want people in the comments, like, TikTok is an interesting place. Okay.
Yeah.
The Travis Rudolph one that I posted was all about Travis. And this girl commented and said that I did my makeup wrong. And I was like, that's what you got out of this video? And then I'm covering the YNW Melly, and I'll tell you guys what is happening in that case, but I'm covering the YNW Melly one. And this guy said, you need to take this video down because you're reminding the police of all the evidence they have. And I was like, that's not how that works. I'm not reminding them, sir. I'm literally not reminding them. And then yesterday, this guy sent me a DM and he was like, I know you're not a lawyer, but like, can you look at my case? Because I'm really scared. And I was like, I'm literally not a lawyer. That's why at the beginning it says I'm literally not a lawyer. I can't literally help. Not a lawyer. But today, from the video that I posted last night, there's been a lot of people saying, yo, you're the best one covering. Like, you make this you're so entertaining. This is really easy to understand. Like, I'm not gonna watch. I'm just gonna come to your page every day. And so they've literally already been messaging me today, like, yo, where's day two? And I was like, they're not done. They're still in court. I mean, they're done now, but they're like, they're still in court. They're like, yo, we need your day two. So that part is really, really cool. I get very nervous about like the idea that 5 million people have watched a video that I made and have seen my face is like very nerve-wracking for me. I'm like, I should have did it like with a blank face or something. Yeah. But anyway, it's really cool. I'm going to keep going. This trial is going to be long though. So we'll see if I do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it every day, but I am planning to continue making them. So if you are on TikTok, you can go follow my TikTok and get the recaps. My name is the same as like on my social, which is You've Got Mail. So yeah, that's been interesting.
Congratulations. I am so happy and proud of you. I know you were super nervous about it. I think half the time is figuring out the method to do it.
Yeah.
And then once you find out like this works,
yeah,
and it's not a lot of production.
Oh, it's, no.
It doesn't, which is a plus. Like the lower, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but the least amount of things you have to do it means the less amount of hurdles you have to overcome to get it done.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
The fact that it's easy.
Yeah, and to Kat's point, I think before I made that first video, I had like 11 or 1200 followers on TikTok. I also don't like promoted a lot, like whatever. I just was doing stuff. And now I have 44,000 followers on TikTok. Like literally people are like, you deserve a follow. I'm finna come back. Like, so I'm like, I can't believe it. But to your point, it is like lower production. I am, even if I wasn't making videos, y'all know I'm gonna watch the trial anyway. Like, I am consuming it because this is what I enjoy consuming. So making the videos. But to your point, I think what I'm also learning is that I don't want to, I don't know what's gonna happen. And I don't want to say what is gonna happen. It's really just like, this is what I got out of today. These were like the high points. So that's been really cool. And I think it gets better reception when I'm doing it that way. So anyway, it's been really interesting. But all of that to say, let me tell y'all what's happening in this case. So YNW Melly, his name is Jamel. He is a rapper from Florida. And in 2018... Well, I should say in 2019, February 13th, 2019, he was arrested because police alleged that he killed two of his friends. So what's being alleged by police is that on October 26th, Melly, his friend, his name is Cortland Henry. So Melly, Cortland Henry, and then two other guys got in a vehicle, all four of them, and everybody. Oh, actually, yes. Before I should do it now. Actually, speaking of making things plain and teaching, making things digestible, let's talk about Babbel. So I mentioned at the top of the episode that we are talking about going to Mexico, the On Stages and the You've Got Mails are talking about going to Mexico. And when you go, the travel hack that you need is Babbel, whether you're or wherever you're going. We're just talking about Mexico, but wherever you're going, the travel hack that you need is Babbel, whether you're a seasoned traveler or embarking on on your first adventure, communication is key to fully experiencing a new culture. And that's where Babbel comes in. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. And thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, there's still time to learn a new language before you reach your destination. It is the summertime and tons of people do a lot of traveling. And that's where Babbel can help you learn a language. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI, which has been a lot of talk recently, the talk of AI, and other learning apps use that for their lesson plans. But Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. So you get to learn from real people, not a computer. Right now, get up to 55% off of your subscription when you go to babbel.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's babbel.com/GJ. Yep. For up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Okay. Okay, so back to it. So basically what they're alleging happened is that on October 26th, these four men get into a vehicle and young Melly, who is in the back of the vehicle, he is sitting behind the driver's side, turns and shoots these two other men. And they were his like best friends. He's known since like he was young. So he turns and shoots his two friends. The driver is still alive. And then Melly is still alive. They then go to a kind of desolate area that has no streetlights or whatever. And they get out and stage a drive-by. So they get out and shoot up the car on the right side of the car. The windows are shattered. They also shoot a couple times from behind the vehicle. So the back windshield is shattered. From there, okay, police allege that YNW Melly gets out. He is dropped off and he has a friend come and pick him up. And then Cortland Henry, who is the driver, continues on to a hospital and comes in and says that they've been victims of a drive-by shooting and his two friends are in the car dead. So that is what they're saying happens. What the problem is? Okay, he is charged with two counts of first-degree murder. YNW Melly and actually the driver, they're both charged with first-degree murder, and Cortland Henry is also charged with accessory. The problem with this case is that the state has to prove Melly did it, right? Like that is what that's the prosecution. They have to prove that. Melly's team doesn't have to prove necessarily he didn't do it. He just has to, they just have to prove that someone else could have done it. And the issue with that is if four people are in the car and two come out, how do you know the other person didn't do it? And they don't have a motive. And they don't have a murder weapon. So they can't have a weapon to test fingerprints. They don't have a motive to say this is why he would have done it. So it's really a toss-up. So the prosecuting attorney, she said her goal, because so much of what she is using for this case is based off of YNW Melly's cell phone and the tracking and the data that came from that, she has to now prove that that is Melly's phone and he had it before, during, and after the incident, the shooting. So that is his goal. And the YNW Melly's attorney is saying that the police and the detectives did a bad job. They were sloppy and they identified Melly as the person who did this crime, and they had tunnel vision and didn't entertain any other options. And he is saying, how you know Cortland Henry didn't do it. So that is basically what he's standing on for his defense. And so it's been really fascinating. Today was day two. I've been tuned in because it's been very interesting.
This is a jury case?
Yes. And the thing about that, that's the other thing, which could be a trigger warning, let me just say, or sensitive topic, but it is a jury case. And if convicted, Melly could be facing the death penalty. And the thing why that's even worth noting is because Florida just had a new law. The governor approved a new law, which is that Previously, all 12 jurors had to agree on the death penalty. So someone gets convicted and then all 12 have to agree on the sentence of the death penalty. If anyone does not agree, then they don't get it. And so after the Parkland shooting that happened, the Parkland school shooting that happened in Florida in 2018, the governor made the new law, which is now you don't need all 12. You only need 8 out of 12. And that is because the jurors for that Parkland shooting, all 12 couldn't agree that he should get the death penalty. And so he got a life sentence. So the judge was like, we gonna change that. And so now only 8 out of 12. And YNW Melly's case is one of the first cases to be under this new law. So anyway, that was a ton of stuff, but it has been very interesting to say the least.
What is the makeup of the jury?
Today, you know? The guy said, I think it's between like 30 and 40 year olds, but he didn't specify the race and we haven't seen them. We haven't seen what they look like. But I think he said they're between like 30 year olds and 40 year olds.
That I'm always curious with the makeup of the race, because that always plays a role. And we're going against rappers, and we're in the very conservative state of Florida. Those are very much like, even when you're talking about reasonable doubt, they come in with reasonable doubt, not because we doubt you did it, but because we very reasonably believe you did. So you're guilty until absolutely proven otherwise in our mind.
Absolutely.
And that's not work in their favor at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot.
Well, congratulations. How do you feel about finding your niche in this world of social media?
You know, I feel like it's along these lines, even if it's not this, amen. Sure. I keep moving this. Even if it's not this exactly, it does feel like this. It's around this area, which is very cool because I've always been interested in it. Just naturally, it's what I look into. Years ago, I don't even know if you're going to remember this, but I was thinking about this because I went to dinner with my friend Jessica, who I've known since like Cartoon Network days and like a long time ago. And her and I have very, very similar interests when it comes to this kind of stuff. But years ago, when blogging first hit, we used to talk about doing blogs. Her and I would do like a entertainment or like a crime blog. And of course it never happened. We were working at Cartoon Network and like living our life. But anyway, when we went to dinner, she was like, do you remember that? We used to talk about that. And I was like, yo, we did. And like, this feels like a return of like, yeah, this is the thing that I'm like interested in. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We will see.
We'll see. Well, congratulations. I'm happy and proud of you, because those things can be very, it can be nerve-wracking, but once you did it, or once you do it and you find the rhythm with it, it does get like a heck of a lot easier. Like, you're less anxious about it. You're less like, I found my groove. The other thing I was going to suggest to you too, because it seems like you have a lot of this memorized, they have, I told Kev to use this too. It's almost like a teleprompter app.
Oh.
Not necessarily so you can like read it, but maybe if you have key points, because I know people were nitpicking some of the things you were saying. So if you want it to write out like specific things you want to make sure you hit, or facts that you want to make sure you get right, a teleprompter could be, the teleprompter apps could be a good way to like record those notes.
Oh yeah, I'll do that for sure. Because this is the other thing I should say. The video that hit 5 million, I took down last night.
Did you really? Why?
Because it was too much.
I know. Melanie, this is actually when everyone says that you are Kev, I'd be like, but she is my sister still, because it's overwhelming. But I'm going to tell you this as an encouragement, because I know this is what I would do to myself. Don't self-sabotage yourself. The comments will have you self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Tell them people, not only can they be mean, they can be nitpicky, they can focus on the wrong thing. It's part of the reason I shield myself. But don't allow, if it's at 5 million, girl, let that thing go and get out them comments, which I know is easier said than done. It took me years to get out, so I know what I'm saying is much easier said than done. But like, if I know part of the things was like, it was a this, it was a that, it was a, and you said this, and it was actually that. So I do it. But again, the teleprompter app will like help you, you know, Yeah. Because sometimes you're talking fast. Sometimes you don't even realize that's what you said. Like,
yes.
You go back and be like, I don't even know why I said that when I know it's this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit it. It's not completely deleted, but I hit it from. It's not public anymore. It's still. I can make it unpublic, but like I did take away the
on almost like archive it like you can on Instagram.
Yeah. I haven't decided if I'll because a few people were like, "Where did the video go?" And I was like, "Away, girl." But anyway,
it is. You don't want to stop your progress either, because if that's the 5 million one, that's the one that people are you know, the For You page is probably the one that they're pushing out and serving how people are finding you. And so you don't want to stop. It's just, and you'll become, I know I'm all over the place. You guys know I enjoy doing this stuff. Mel was like, low key, you and Danny says this too. What do I be saying I need to do sometimes?
Social media coach.
Yes, I need to be a, yes. Because if I could tell someone else to do the things that I don't want to do, but I know are good ideas.
Yes.
I would be really good. They'd be good.
They work. You have good ideas.
I'd be having the best ideas that I would never do. But what I was going to say is you don't want to suppress that growth. Because the way all the algorithm works is once you are, once you kind of kick off, it's almost like momentum. And if you keep going on the momentum, it's easier to grow because the force is behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. I saw an email that said college assistance, actually from Catherine, but because it said hello, Liz, I thought it was from an actual college. So I was like, who at these colleges knows me like this informally? I was confused. Yeah. I don't know who this could be. Okay. Anyway, congratulations. That's what I wanted to say. Congratulations on it. That's freaking fantastic, awesome, and amazing. Anything else that we have for today? Did you want to do something for a? Because I know we had some from before.
What?
Some we didn't read last week. Pop the trunks.
Oh yeah, but somebody gave me a good idea actually. So I'm going to use an app to condense the story. And so I am going to do that. So I don't want to do it today. I want to do it on the next one. I'll do the rest of the
podcast. Oh, like an AI app?
Yes. Somebody DM me was like, you just put the thing in the AI app and it'll, and I was like, man, that's smart.
What is so funny is that I was going to manually do that. I didn't even know AI could do that. But I was like, honestly, Mel, we should just like, get the nuts and the bolts and just read that. I didn't even know that. Oh, I got to say this and then we can go because I got to go to dinner with daddy. Someone's asking about the HBCU tour. I want you guys to know me and Kevin are having a great time. Okay. The boys are having a good time as well, but Kevin and I are thoroughly enjoying ourselves.
That's hilarious. Like, how was Bethune?
Freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a, it's a really small school, but, like I said, I never go to, I just, whatever your process is to schedule a tour is what I'm doing. I'm not making, hi, my name is Melissa Fredericks. I'm married to Kevin Fredericks. We are the Unstages. We're going to be at your facility. We just want to let you know that we're going to be there. I never, ever, ever do that. So if your process is to go online and fill out the thing and tell you you're going to be there, I do the bare, my name, this is where I'm cut. I do the bare minimum. I don't need you to know nothing about me. Just do your regular job.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, these people knew we were coming. So we get to the campus. Immediately, we are, mind you, there's no one in the room. There's just the student ambassador. She buzzes us in. Six people come out. We have been awaiting your arrival. Do you mind if we get a picture? We are so excited. They were so sweet. I mean,
that is just sweet.
They were really, 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 really sweet. So that was fantastic. We did more house today. I messed up. I didn't realize how many people went to FAMU.
Oh.
Didn't know. Was unaware. Yes. I chose schools that like I really wanted to go to, and no shade, no disrespect to none of the FAMUers, the rattlesnakers that are all in my comments.
Yes.
I just didn't know that I needed to go. Okay. So I just went ahead and bypassed FAMU, went straight to Morehouse. Okay. Straight to Morehouse. And I messed up. So I'm gonna have to do that. So yeah, we're Morehouse today. I got to edit the video. Morehouse was, first of all, I realized that all the years you were at Spelman, I'd never been to Morehouse.
Oh, really? We never, I guess we didn't have a reason to, really.
Yeah, we never did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never did. So, oh my God. Really, really nice campus. Like, it's really, really nice.
Did you guys go in the chapel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See Martin Luther King, the statue and all that?
Yes. Like, we absolutely, like, I wanted to go to Morehouse. So I was like, oh my God, yes, tell me more. Yeah, so that was great. North Carolina A&T is on our list, but to be honest, I have called probably 4 or 5 times at this point. My travel agent has called once or twice. They have yet to pick up the phone.
Oh, wow.
This is probably when I should have told somebody that, like,
yeah.
I know. They have yet to pick up the phone. They have yet to answer an email. So we're going there tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I'm sad about that.
That is why. So, is there another school in North Carolina? Are you guys going to go? Oh, that's not HBCU. Never mind.
Which one?
What's the big North Carolina school?
The Tar Heels one?
They blue?
Yeah, the blue, the baby blue, Tar Heel blue. Yeah, it is in Greensboro. There you go.
It's in Duke in North Carolina? Duke. I'm pretty sure it's Duke. Yeah. But that's not an HBCU. That's where it is.
Yeah, that's in Durham, North Carolina. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do that. I have Grambling on the list, but I realized I scheduled it over Grambling. The course of the week. Yeah, so we'll see where how that goes. Howard's on the list and Texas Southern.
Oh, nice. Could I also went to, that's probably Tennessee State is a good one too. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, I went to the ones that, like, the thing about it is because I planned it. It was the campuses I wanted to see.
You wanted to go. Yeah.
I wanted to do and see, you know what I'm saying? So
did you say Hampton?
No, Hampton's not on there.
Oh, you should have did Hampton. Okay, it's fine. It's your list. It's your list, not mine.
Sorry. I know. But Joe, listen, I still have Joe.
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe we'll do part two and we have to hit these schools because, listen, they're going to beat me up in these comments, okay? Okay, so anything else?
That's
we didn't go to South Carolina.
Oh, it's right there.
I know. We could see it. Like, literally, I could see it. It just wasn't like, I really could have. Like, literally, it was right there. And to be honest, we really didn't have the time, to be completely honest. That tour was like 2.5 hours. And then we came back and immediately had a shoot. And you see, it's 5:30 now and we're not dead. Someone said, did Isaiah have any say in this? No.
He should go to an HBCU, though.
I don't even think Isaiah's going to go to HBCU.
Well, I met at the Angel show, Angel and Marcus's, is this going to cause an argument? A woman came up to me, said she watches Gin and Juice, and she is going, oh, I forgot the school she said she's going to, but it was so lovely. She was like, you talk about Spelman, and I'm so excited because I'm going to an HBCU this fall, and I can't remember what school now, but I was really excited. I started following her because I'm like, yes, go live your very best life. Absolutely. Yeah. College in general is like such a good time, you know? It's like so different than any other in your life. It's the best.
I want my boys to go so bad because I do believe it's like a once in a lifetime experience. Like once you age out of like that specific age, you got to enter real life. But you got bills and carrying on, but like if you can still, I call it adulthood with training wheels, where you're like grown, but you still have your parents very much there to like lean back on, financially support you, you know, you're still in school, like those type of things. I just think it's just such a unique time in your life that you should like fully take advantage of. College is a good time. And I went to a PWI, and I still think it was a really good time.
Yeah.
All right.
The entire experience. All right. Enjoy lunch with daddy or dinner with daddy.
Yeah, he'll be there in like 5 minutes, actually. All right, you guys, thank you so much. I will send this to Aubrey Mill. But if you can upload.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are the boys coming?
Yeah, I made reservations for us all. All right, y'all, bye.
Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.